Hello, everyone, and welcome to Basic Gospel. With Bob Christopher, I'm Bob Davis, reminding you that if you'll keep listening, you'll hear how the Basic Gospel intersects with your life every day and how the Word of God can help us all experience true freedom and life in Jesus Christ. If you have a Bible question or if you're facing some troublesome issue and you'd like to talk about it, talk it through, call right now, 1-800-677-9377. That's 1-800-677-9377. Hear it, believe it, live it. It's Basic Gospel. Now here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. And that basic gospel is simply this, that Jesus Christ is alive. He died to take away our sins. He was buried, and then he was raised back to life. That is the good news. That's the greatest news that's ever been declared to man. And why it's such good news is because it really meets the deepest needs of our hearts. Yeah. When sin came into the world, death came into the world, all of us have experienced that. We were separated from God. We were miles and miles apart from him spiritually. But Jesus Christ bridged that gap through his cross and then through his resurrection. He made us alive in Christ. And that's good news. Well, how do we know that that's the good news? How do we know that message? Well, we read it in the Word of God. That's why this Bible is so vitally important to us. It is the standard for truth, as Jesus said in John 17:17, sanctify them by truth. Your word is truth. This Bible that we hold in our hands is the truth of God. It's the truth about God as revealed to us in the person of Jesus Christ. And that's why we as a ministry are on the foundation of God's words. We're not here to offer up our opinions or speculate on various things. Our job and our task is simply to point people to the Word of God. That is the standard for truth. There are so many religious traditions out there. Almost every single denomination has some form of tradition that they hold to that is extra-biblical.
Right.
You can't find it in the Word of God. Yesterday we got a call from a gentleman in Denver that talked about the Catholic priest's last rites when somebody is dying. Well, that's tradition. You're not going to find what they do in the Word of God.
Right.
It's what they believe is necessary to prepare a person for the journey forward after death. But there's nothing biblical about that. So that's why we as a ministry continually point people to the Bible and to the message of the Bible. And here's what that message is. I love what Jesus said. You diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. He always had these conversations with the Pharisees, and they were contentious, and there was tension, and they were trying to trick them and just trip them up in some way. But Jesus always just cut right to the heart of the issue. And here in this particular one, he said, you diligently study the scriptures because you think that by them you possess eternal life. They were going into the Word of God, into the Old Testament, and they were trying to find the 10 things that they needed to do in order to gain eternal life.
Yeah.
God, just tell me what I'm supposed to do. Tell me what that looks like. Tell me how often I need to do it, and I'm at it. And it says, no, these are the scriptures that testify about me, yet you refuse to come to me to have life. Why is the Bible truth? Because it points us to Jesus, the author of truth and the one who is full of grace and truth. This Bible is about Jesus. And when somebody gets connected to him, their life changes. It's as simple as that.
Right. That's Basic Gospel, friends, and that's what you're tuned to right now. Basic Gospel, Bob Davis with Bob Christopher, and we thank you for joining us. Open lines right now for your calls. If you have something you'd like to talk about, we would like to talk about it with you. 1-800-677-9377. Again, 1-800-677-9377. Okay, Bob, where are we going to go to?
We're going to go to Massapequa, New York, is that right? And talk with Anna, listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you? It's Massapequa.
Okay, Massapequa.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. I would like to know what happened in the 400 years between the Old Testament and the New Testament.
Well, Anna, as you know, that's called the silent period. There was not a prophetic word from God to the people of Israel during that time. The next word from God was the cry of Jesus at his birth. That was the next time the world heard from our Lord and Savior. So there was a silent period, about 400 years. Lots of world history was happening. A lot of changes were taking place. There was the Greek Empire, and then that was taken over by the Roman Empire. And so Rome was establishing itself as the world empire. They were gobbling up territories, and Caesar put himself on the throne, and he basically said, "Caesar is Lord." So he established that. The nation of Israel, they were allowed to function somewhat autonomously under the emperor's reign, but with a close eye on them. Rome had a close eye. There were books written during that time, the Apocrypha, and many Bibles have that, and that really tells the story of what happened during those 400 years. Some of the revolutions that took place and all of that. So you get a history there, but it was a silent period as far as prophetic words from God to the people.
Very well. All right. Thank you so much. Be blessed.
Thank you, Anna. Thanks for your call today. We certainly appreciate hearing from you. Let me put you on hold. We'll send you a copy of a book, The Hurt and the Healer, just for participating on today's program. So you hold on, Anna. We would love to get this to you.
Yes, we would. And I thought that you'd probably be able to pronounce that city name just right off the top of your head there, but it's a little hard, isn't it? Sometimes?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Okay.
For a Southern boy.
For a Southern boy, that's right. Yeah. Well, anyway, Bob, for our listeners who'd like to get a copy of the Bart Millard, Andrew Farley book, The Hurt and the Healer, you can have one for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. Just go online to basicgospel.net. That's basicgospel.net to request your copy and make your gift. Or you can call and speak with our customer service representative, Billy, at 1-800-727-2828. Again, that number is available during Central Time office hours, 1-800-727-2828, for your copy of The Hurt and the Healer, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel.
Yeah, Karen just wrote to us recently, and she said, "Bob, just wanted to know this book is exactly what I needed at this point in my life." And she's referring to The Hurt and the Healer.
Yeah.
"Thank you for sharing it with me." And then she goes on to say this: "The money that I send you is the best money I spend in my life. I'm glad to be a part of Basic Gospel in this way." And that's from Karen, and that was just such an encouraging note.
Sure.
And
yeah.
We are so grateful for people like Karen who stand with us, who support this work, not only financially, but through their prayers. And also, we're so grateful for the opportunity to give back to those who stand with us by offering resources such as The Hurt and the Healer.
Absolutely. Well, again, go online to basicgospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828 to request your copy and make your gift to Basic Gospel. Plenty of open lines right now, friends. 1-800-677-9377. This is Basic Gospel. Bob Christopher, Bob Davis with you today. 1-800-677-9377. Plenty of time on that clock. So if you've got something troubling maybe, or maybe a Bible passage you just can't quite understand, why, give us a call. 1-800-677-9377. Bob, the subject we're about to talk about right now concerns sexual addiction, and it's a very honest and open description of what the writer has experienced practically all his life. It is as graphic as we will be on this broadcast, and he says, "When I was 9, I was molested by my uncle. I'm not sure if this has caused an issue or not, and I don't want to place blame. However, since I was very young, I remember having an obsession with sex, and it has caused me great grief. I was saved in the early 90s. I have been married 6 times. I love my current wife, but as we get older, I'm 56, she is 60, we no longer have a sexual relationship, and primarily because of her not wanting to. This is causing me to go crazy. I've often had thoughts of sex with other women. I don't want to divorce again. I believe I've been forgiven, but I still keep sinning. I've crammed a lot of junk into these 56 years. What is to become of me? Thank you so much for your ministry." That's from Bill, who wrote to us by email, and wow, what an issue.
That is a issue indeed, and it's really kind of one of those real-life, rubber-meets-the-road types of issues. And Bill, you're certainly not alone struggling with that particular addiction. As I've talked to men throughout this country, personally at conferences, this is such a prevalent problem within the church today. Uh-huh. I mean, it's huge out there, you know, outside of the church, but it's big in the church as well. There's many men struggling with sexual addiction.
Yeah.
And here's what happens. Someone gets, you know, like molested, as he was saying, and that pushes him in a direction. You know, flesh has been gratified sexually at an early age. The sex or the flesh, once it's satisfied in a certain way, it keeps pushing you right back to that same place for more and more and more. And the flesh is never satisfied. And that's the addictive nature of sin. Paul really speaks about that in Romans chapter 6. When you read through that, you see that he's using addictive language. Sin isn't just a behavior. It's not just an act. There's a power to it.
Sure.
And once you step in that trap tightens on you every time that you give in to that sin again, until you reach a point where you feel hopeless, that there's no way out. And that's what sexual addiction is. So there's two things that we need to understand about that particular sin or any sin that we're addicted to. First, the flesh is never going to change. So we cry out to God for help. And what we want God to do is to change the nature of our flesh so that those desires are no longer there, and therefore the temptations are gone.
Right.
We want to get to the point where if we've had that addiction, that we could go into, you know, a porno shop or something like that and be so strong that it just wouldn't bother us at all. Well, the flesh is never going to behave in that way. If it's been satisfied in a certain way, it's always going to want to be satisfied in that way. So you will always have those fleshly desires. Those fleshly desires will not disappear. Now, that sometimes shocks us. We think they should just disappear, but they will not disappear. But the fact of the matter is, through faith in Jesus Christ and the resurrection power that now resides in us, that power of sin over us has been broken. We don't have to give in to those fleshly desires. We can say no to sin and yes to Jesus Christ. In this particular case, it's going to take a lot of boundaries. If you are used to driving a certain route and that route takes you by a porno shop or something of that nature, you need to change how you get from point A to point B.
Right.
If you are addicted to internet porn, you need to get rid of your internet access. You need to take some very hardcore measures as far as this is concerned, to deprive the flesh of any opportunity to submitting to those temptations.
Yeah.
So you need to have some boundaries. If you get caught up in sexual temptation, there you are right at its doorstep. You need to turn and run as quickly as you can. I guarantee you that is the most spiritual thing that you can possibly do.
Yeah.
The most spiritual thing. As a matter of fact, that's what the Word of God would encourage you to do, to turn and run. So have those, equip yourself with that mindset, that if temptation comes my way, I'm not going to stand and try to fight it. I'm going to turn and run.
Right.
I'm going to get away from it as quickly as I possibly can. And the third thing with him, you're married. This is your sixth wife, as you said. Obviously, you've carried a problem with you for a long time.
Sure.
You need to ask the Lord to give you a heart of love towards your wife, not just to see her as somebody that can fulfill a sexual need, but to see her as a true sister in the Lord and to treat her as such. That's the thing that sexual immorality does. It forces you to objectify the opposite sex, to look at them as subhuman,
yeah.
And that's not love. So you need to ask the Lord to give you a new perspective on who your wife is as a child of God and begin to treat her accordingly.
Absolutely. Well, if you have a question and can't get to the phone during the time we're actually on the air live, we encourage you to drop us an email. You can do that by going to basicgospel.net, and we have a prominent link on the homepage, basicgospel.net. We'd be glad to address your question by email on a later edition of Basic Gospel. Right now, open lines, 1-800-677-9377.
Let's go to Ralph listening to us on WMCA. Hi, Ralph.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I want to thank you for everything you guys say and do on this radio station. I'm fairly newly saved. June 9th, I was saved. And so,
great.
As they say, on fire, I'm burning. I have a question about, I was reading the book of Daniel, and I love the Bible now. I mean, I see it totally different. And I was reading about Michael the Archangel and as far as his battles against Satan's angels. I looked into it a little further. I mean, I just Googled it, and is it a possibility that Michael the Archangel was actually Jesus?
No, it is not.
It is not.
Jesus is the creator. Michael was an angel, a created being. He was considered an archangel, but it was as a created being. Jesus was the creator. And you see that in the book of Colossians, the first chapter, as Paul really lifts up Jesus and gives us a fresh vision for who he was. So many of us simply see Jesus as that babe that was born in a manger. We picture him crying and growing up, and, you know, as a Jewish boy, and we picture him walking through Israel and doing the miracles, but he existed before that. He was with God in the beginning. As a matter of fact, as John said in John chapter 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So Jesus has always existed, and he is the one that brought this creative order into being. And so he could not be a created being and the creator at the same time. And the archangel Michael was simply a created being. And the role of angels was to serve and is to serve those of us who have inherited eternal life through faith in Jesus Christ. The writer of Hebrews talks about that in the first two chapters. Angels were very important to Hebrews, to the Jewish people. Angels played a significant role in the development of the nation of Israel. Paul said that Moses met with angels on Mount Sinai, and they helped mediate this old covenant between the people of Israel and God. So they held angels in high esteem, and the writer of Hebrews recognized that, and he says, you think angels are something. Well, Jesus is far superior. They were created. God the Father said of Jesus, you are my son, you are God forever. And then he goes on to say that angels simply serve as ministering servants to those who would inherit everlasting life. Does that make sense to you, Ralph?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. This is an amazing trip I'm on, and I thank you for your radio station. It helps me along.
Well, thank you, Ralph. Thanks for your call today, and we sure appreciate the fact that you call in with questions. Love your hunger for the Word, your hunger for the Lord. That's just exciting, isn't it?
It's beyond words. It was beyond my expectations. The Lord actually used one of my weaknesses to bring me to this. So I was humbled. I just wound up at a church, saved that day, and the rest. It's just an amazing. It's amazing, and I wish I would have done this 40 something years ago. I was saved late in life.
But let me tell you this, Ralph. God's timing is always the right timing.
That's right. It is.
I love. There's a passage in Galatians chapter 4. It says that at the right time, God sent Jesus, born of a virgin, born under law, to redeem mankind. We could ask God, why did you wait so long to send Jesus? There was Adam, and then there was this 4,000-year period between Adam and Jesus. Why wait? Why not just send him immediately? Well, when he sent him was just the right time. When God sent Jesus into your life, Ralph, it was just the right time for you. So Amen. praise God for that. Let me put you on hold, and we'll send you some resources just to help you along in your journey, and anything that we can do to assist you, please let us know, okay?
Thank you. God bless.
Thanks, Ralph. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, you hang on. Let's go to Sandy listening to us in New York on WMCA. Hi, Sandy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank God. I just wanted to say thank you. I listen to you guys every day on my way back home from work.
Wonderful.
And I'm growing, thank you. I had a comment and a question about what you were saying about a gentleman that was talking about his sexual addiction.
Yes.
And you gave some great advice, I believe, about, you know, staying away from certain routes that can, you know, awaken, you know, a porn store or whatever, one of those things that's going to awaken that sin in you. And I believe that goes back to what the scripture says about if your hand caused you to sin, to cut it off and stuff. Because a long time ago, I struggled with that verse because I didn't understand why would God ask us to do that. But the reality of that verse is if whatever activity or whatever thing is causing you to go back to that sin, then you need to cut it off. Because even though God has forgiven us, Christ has died for our sins, we're still responsible for staying away from the activities and things that's going to bring us back to sin. Because the problem with sin, although God has forgiven us, is that it puts us in a place of guilt where it separates us from God. So we still have a responsibility, although we've been forgiven, to stay away from those things because sin is a separation from our God.
Well, Sandy, as far as that goes, I mean, we've come to a point that old way of life was empty. It was brutal for us. It didn't result in anything but pain and suffering and trials and all sorts of things. And we came to a point and we said, Lord, I've had enough of this old way of living. I need something new. And that was that act of repentance in our hearts where we turned away from that life of unbelief to Jesus in belief. And so it just makes sense. Why would I want to go back to that? Why would I want to go back to sin and death when I have new life in Jesus Christ and I can experience the love of Christ and I can experience the peace of Christ and I can experience joy and all those wonderful things? So we have to know who we are, what Christ has accomplished for us, and that grace that's been given to us teaches us to say no to temptation, to really look at it through a lens of wisdom, through a lens of faith and dependence upon Jesus Christ. So we can say no. We can experience victory in this life, but it only comes by abiding in the resurrection life of Jesus Christ. So, Sandy, wonderful words today. We appreciate your comments. We're about out of time on today's broadcast. You hold on.
Yes, indeed. We are out of time. I want to remind our listeners, Bob, that Basic Gospel remains on the air only through the ongoing support of you, our listeners, people just like you. And to say thanks for your generous gift in any amount, we're going to send you a copy of the Bart Millard, Andrew Farley book, The Hurt and the Healer. You've heard us talk about it throughout the month of September. It's inspired by the number one Christian song by the same name, The Hurt and the Healer. It explores the truth about the painful issues in our lives and shows the way to true healing in Jesus Christ. A copy can be yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. To make your gift and request your copy, go online to basicgospel.net. Again, that's basicgospel.net or call 1-800-727-2828 during Central Time office hours. Again, that number, 1-800-727-2828, where you can speak with Billy, our customer service representative. The Hurt and the Healer, yours for a gift of any amount to Basic Gospel. And remember, when you give, you support the proclamation of the love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ through Basic Gospel. Hey, when you go online, please like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Basic Gospel RDO. Also, while you're online at basicgospel.net, click subscribe in the upper menu to join our email list. You'll get late news and information about the ministry and upcoming events. Again, that's subscribe at basicgospel.net. Remember, too, friends, that if you have a question and can't get to the phone during the time we're actually on the broadcast live, why, drop us an email. We'll be glad to address your question. Now for Bob and all the staff, until Monday, this is Bob Davis saying God bless you and have a great weekend.